What's up, everybody? Eddie Greer for Kurt's Energy Bars. And right now, fall is fast approaching, or is it probably fall already with these nice temps here finally coming around in the Midwest? And right now, hop on board. We are known for our energy bars right now. Kurtzbars.com right now. And my code, FASTEDDIE. Every time you get ready to check out, when you get ready to check out, whether it's your first time checking out Kurt's Bars, we are known for that. But also, they got some more on there as well. Some bank boxes and some, I call these bags granola snacks. So, but we're more famously known for the energy bars that you see around these races in the Kansas City metro area. So hop on board right now. Kurtzbars.com. Every time you get ready to check out, just use the code FASTEDDIE to get 25 or 30% off. Now, I said 25% off the first time. I was probably wrong on that. But I know it's between 25 and 30%. But anyways, that's beside the point. Go to KurtzBars.com right now and restock or get ready for your big fall race coming up. And there's a lot of them to go around right now. KurtzBars.com, code Fast Eddie right now to get 25 to 30% off every time. This is not a limited time offer. It is not. It is every time. Every time you get ready to check out. Chocolate Cherry Bomb, Chocolate Cranberry Explosion, Chocolate Blueberry Blast, my favorite, and one of my other favorites, Chocolate Pumpkin Flavored Energy Bars. Holy cow. Woo! I'm fired up just to even think about it. So go right now. KurtzBars.com and save 25 to 30% off every time you use Fast Eddie at the checkout. Now, finally, let's get on to business. Yes, 41 days until EG3 takes the stage in Chicago. This is the original EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III here on this recording on this Labor Day Monday. It is September 2nd, 2024, and the original EG3 podcast is your first time listening. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here this week, or if you're listening to this on Labor Day night, appreciate it. As well, this podcast is all about, of course, running, sports, and whatever comes across important come across this desk here in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm recording this just after a half hour from a medium long run, you want to call that? I was supposed to run 8 to 9 miles. I went longer than that. And you might give an assist to these lovely fall temps here in Kansas City, Missouri. So more on that here in just a second. But again, if it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for downloading and thank you for your support as well. And for those of you who've been following me since the revision of this podcast, thank you so much. Again, big thanks to all of you guys out there for listening to this podcast. Yes, 41 days to the Chicago Marathon as I'm recording right now on this Monday. And literally, somebody on Strava, now this is like on the main feed, somebody posted 6 weeks to the Chicago Marathon. I'm like sitting here, yesterday, I was sitting here thinking like, whoa, hold on. Say, I gotta read that again. Six? Yeah, I know, because a friend of ours who is getting ready for Kansas City, Garmin, said he's getting ready. He's got 7 more weeks. So, oh damn, I got 6 weeks until the Chicago Marathon, one of the world majors here remaining in 2024. Oh my goodness. And I'm sitting here, and obviously I'm talking to you because I did not do the Leawood 5K, Labor Day 5K, to what I did last year. So I was going back. To be honest with you guys, that was a tough decision. But at the end, probably it was close to 6 o'clock last night, I made a decision. You know what? I'm going to pass, because this is literally, honestly, this is AKA race week, because we're going to be participating in the president's, the Patriots run. Oh my goodness. I might as well just get into this right now. The Patriots run, obviously, is coming up on Saturday. And when I'm talking about Leawood 5K, as I'm recording this right now, that is wrapping up as I'm recording this podcast. Yeah, so I had thoughts of jumping in and see what I can do, obviously, winning that last year and sitting in the wing time this year. I'm glad I didn't do it. But I'll tell you this right now. I'm going to go ahead and tell you this right now. I probably would have come in second. That for damn sure. Because I've been close to, I put the 5K goal on the back burner for right now, because I'm too deep in this Chicago Marathon block right now. But I was that damn close a year ago to breaking 17. Couldn't do it. Even though, yeah, I'll take the win last year. Now, obviously, somebody else won it this year. What was it? Sub 16. Yeah, it was like 15 something on there. Now it's taking place over there in Lenexa. I gotta double check that. But anyways, that's been going on for the last hour. I was still running around. And I don't know what got into me this morning on this run. I was going to keep it at 8 to 10 miles this morning, because I know later on I'm going to go to the group run, a.k.a. shout out Kansas City Running Club. I'm going to be doing that, tacking on some more miles later on this evening, late afternoon, early evening-ish, somewhere in there. So, but yeah, I was going back and forth on that. And at one day I said I'm going to sign up, and then I just kept on procrastinating about it. Just like, do not procrastinate about, at least I'm not procrastinating about Chicago training, because I guess you could say I'm taking that seriously, but no, seriously, no procrastinating. And if you want to do your best, I know like some people can get away with that and then still go out and perform well, but if you put it to the side, it'll catch up with you. But yeah, too much procrastinating. And this deep into Chicago Marathon build, the way I've been going right now, in the run I'm just coming off of this morning, pretty much solidifies. I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling good right now. So you know what? I'm not gonna mess that up. And this right here, the Patriots, I almost said presidents again, the Patriots run that we're gonna be participating in this weekend on Saturday. So either way, this would have been race week anyway, because fact that is. Now, if I were to race this morning and then I got to turn around and race Saturday, I don't know. But I pretty much made the best decision that I can. And by far is to get in more miles. And hey, I'll be getting more miles Saturday, because this isn't now the Patriots run. And there's going to be a couple of races going on this weekend, including the start of the Heartland 30K series. That's going to be going on, starting with the Plaza 10K. This is the original E3 podcast. Eddie Green 30 with you on this Labor Day Monday. Happy Labor Day weekend. It's been a busy weekend here in Kansas City, Missouri. Eddie Green 3rd, a.k.a. EG3, here with you on another edition of this podcast. So the 30K series, the Heartland 30K series, begins officially. Also, something I did last year, I will not be doing this year. But I am not going to leave out maybe jumping in one of these. And it won't be the Plaza 10K, because I'll be coming off of the ultra of the Patriots run. And I want to back up a little bit All right, so another, this leads into another jam-packed weekend of races around the Kansas City metro area. So let's just start counterclockwise with this upcoming Saturday, right? So Monday, I'm recording this right now, which is still going on here as it's almost top of the hour. It's almost 9 o'clock in the morning as I'm recording this right now. So the Leawood 5K going on right now, or is it really coming to a close here? Or down near the KC downtown area, as I'm going to call it for right now. Then, Saturday, right? You got the Patriots run. You're truly in did I mention so weeks back on this podcast that I was going to be done with relay races? I did say that. And now it's going. That was relating to the triathlon races, relay races that I've been participating all summer long. I lied to you guys. this is not a triathlon. This is actual road ultra that I'm going to be doing. And I'm going to be representing in me and four other people that happen to be my Kansas City Smoke teammates. We'll be representing KC Smoke, but not only just them, but the team name is Team Kurtz. Kurtz Bars, right? Hey, don't forget, KurtzBars.com. Right now, Fast Eddie's the code. Check them out. Energy bars. Make sure you restock or try them for the first time as you guys get ready for y'all big races this fall. But yeah, so Team Kurtz Bars is the name. So all of us are Kurtz ambassadors. So I got asked by Leah several weeks ago. I think it was after placing third in the Backyard Ultra. Again, that recap on our feed right now. If you're new to the podcast, you're wondering what's going on with that, I'm not going to explain it. You have to go download that episode to see what happened. But I already told you I finished third at that race. So but check out how that happened. Go download that right now on wherever you get your podcast, EG3 show, EG3 podcast. But yeah, so I got asked to do that, and I was going to actually do this one by myself. Actually, I was going to race. Now, I was going to either do the, I was deciding before even Leah even came up to me with joining the relay team, I was going to sign up to do the ultra by myself, or, you know what, jumping in the half marathon, you know, run around Aspria T-Mobile campus. I just can't get enough of it running around that campus and that Sneaky Hills. I feel like we're just over there not too long ago. We did the Stars and Stripes not too long ago over this summer over there. So I'm going right back over there to run around for pretty much all day. Pretty much. So yeah, so I got roped into that. I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, I don't know how many relay teams there is. There was like two different types of relay teams, but yeah, so it'll be myself, Leah, Angela, Craig, and Michael. We'll be there representing not only for KC Smoke, for those of you who don't know, Kansas City Smoke is one of the, one of the groups, running groups here in the metro area. Now, I'll probably put them in the, as far as temp, as what's the term I'm looking for? Faster time. I'll probably say the A running group of KC. I know this KC Endurance. That's to me, that's the same damn thing, but Kansas City Smoke, but all of us do represent Kurtz Energy Bars. We are ambassadors of them, and we're going to be representing them all day. And this is interesting because of how this is set up. So this will be our first Patriots run. Again, this will take place in Overland Park, Kansas. See, I know where that's at. I don't even know the Leawood. Oh, bitch. Maybe I'm still waking up. But yeah. Oh, duh. So the Labor Day 5K is taking place in Leawood. How could I miss that? I might have said it earlier, but yeah, I might be still waking up. but yeah, so okay, so hey, we are glad I figured that one out. But yeah, but the Patriots run in Overland Park, Kansas. There's going to be a 5K going on. I think a 10K. I'm not sure. half marathon I know of, marathon, there's an ultra by yourself, or relay team. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. And it's going to be taking place at T-Mobile. Again, coming up Saturday, this is going to be, my fourth time there in the last almost year. November's going to be coming up pretty soon. I know we just started September, but November's going to come around soon. I started running around this tricky little course back at the Thanksgiving Day run last November, and that was a crap show. I tell you that. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun just to hang out with those guys and gals on the team as well, representing Curtis and trying to win. I mean, we're all there for a reason. We want to go out and go in and beat the other relay teams. Now, again, I don't know who's going to show up out there. That's fun, and I'm not going to be too up in arms about that. I'll be out there, just logging more miles out there. So we'll see what happens. But definitely this morning was the right decision. And even running around for that long, yeah, that was the right decision to gather more miles in this beautiful fall temps. Man, everybody's been asking about it. Not me, but everybody's been wanting these temps. Well, we got them. We got them, folks. Here, at least for this week anyways. As you know, every now and then at this portion of the year, you get these nice temps, but every now and then you get a hot day. But KC, woo, I tell you, we are cooking. We are cooking with some nice temps this week. Obviously, I woke up this morning to 55. The low, if I want to average it this weekend or this week anyways, looks like it's going to be in the high 50s to 60s. 60s is the lowest this weekend. Now, obviously, I just pulled up the weather for this week. This is the original EHE3 podcast. Integrator 3rd here with you on this Labor Day Monday. Rain on Thursday. But yeah, if you wanted to do math on these temps, the average temp, I probably guess would be 58 degrees. For this week. Yo, yeah. And Saturday, speaking of which, Saturday, woo, low, 53, 52. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So the body's getting used to, running cooler temps, but yeah. Yeah, that was not supposed to happen this morning. You just gotta go with it, I guess, nowadays. But yeah, I was going to stop at 10 miles, and then all of a sudden, getting close to the 10 miles, I was like, all of a sudden, when I hit the 10 mile mark, I'm hitting the grid. I'm gonna just keep going, and I eventually stopped at 15. Yep, 15 miles this morning, and I'm coming off running 16 on Saturday, so you're truly getting in, and you add in this will be the second ultra you're truly has run in the last 2 months. And this will be, now again, I might jump into something, but I think how I feel after this ultra, I know I said it on one of the past episodes, this might be the last race before Chicago, because obviously passing the Leawood 5K up meant something. I know I passed up an opportunity. Possibly, but I probably would have finished second. Let's be honest there. That's what I was looking at, the winning time there. But I know I would have finished second for sure. I know I was confident, going in. If I would have committed to that, I would have finished second for sure. Because running that course last year, I was that close to breaking 17. I didn't do it. But that was the right decision for me, just to come out, just get some more solo miles on my own. So definitely congratulations to those that have raced this weekend or raced the Leawood 5K this morning. So congratulations to y'all for getting that done. And now it's looking forward for you guys for the Heartland 30K series. This is another edition of the three wide original EG3 podcast. If I could talk here. All right, Eddie Greer here on this Monday morning. All right, so I want to now move on forward to the Heartland 30K series, which is beginning on Sunday. right? Again, like I said a little bit ago on this pod, I participated in the whole series last year, and you're catching a theme also, because I also took care of business last year at this, and I had to win to win overall last year. So it was a dogfight last year, because I had to run against the same guy twice. I didn't even see this guy at the plaza last year. Now, for current sake, I am out this year, because obviously I've talked about running 15 miles today. So I'm out of the game on that this year. But talking about last year's battle, I had to run against the same dude twice. That came when it was the KC Hustle Run and the debut of the Boulevard 10K, right? So I was pissed that I lost to this guy at the KC Hustle Run, because I had him set up late in the race, and I thought I could get him. I thought I had him set up to run him down at the end, and then by the time I got kick-started at that, my kick to the finish, he had already started, and I came up on a bit of the end of the short end of the stick. The following week, right, the Boulevard 10K, which is, again, going to be the last race of the Heartland K 30K series for this year, said to myself, look, I'm not going to get, if this guy comes to this race again, I'm not going to get beat by him again. That ain't going to happen. I'm too competitive for that. So, turn around the following week, all right, because I knew I was going to be close to winning overall somewhere in there, because my performance in the Plaza 10K, and obviously the Plaza 10K this Sunday is one of the biggest 10Ks in the KC area, right? So, and unfortunately, I'm not going to risk getting hurt, turn around, run Ultra, which for how long? Oh, by the way, the Ultra, it's timed. We're going to be starting at 7 in the morning, and we're going to be going till 4, just a little bit before 4:15. So yeah, we're gonna be pretty much there. It's a work day, folks. So pretty much. So, but you're running. So there you go on that. And depending on how many miles I get in, it could be over a 50K. So I'm not gonna risk that. Risk, you know, not being fresh for lots of thinking. I'm not gonna put myself in a position. Not gonna do it. Especially this late in the marathon, in the Chicago marathon cycle, I'm not gonna do it. Just not gonna take the chance doing that. So, but anyways, I want to finish up the recap last year, because it was awesome. Because this was a heavyweight fight, literally. Because man, I just stalked this dude. I just stalked the guy until what was it, the last mile, or really, yeah, because I had him set up. Because I was just going to go with him. I was not going to jump out, do all this other stuff. I was just going to run with him. Run with him all the way until about the last mile. Which, by then, yeah, I had started to get my engine really going. I remember this, because I really started to get going, really pick it up, actually, towards the final mile. And then got by the side of him, and the next thing I know, I just started to go, because I was not going to wait until he started kicking at the last mile, because no, hell no. I'm getting fired up just thinking about it. It's like, no. So I took off, and yeah, I slammed the door on that. So what that, so yeah, you're catching the thing, because yeah, last year won the Labor Day 5K, won that, and turned around and it took care of overall for the Heartland 30K. Now, again, not running these this year, because putting all the emphasis on Chicago this year. So, as you probably heard by now many times on this podcast, because this is the EG3 podcast. But now, just for those that don't know about the Heartland 30K series, Plaza 10K, one of the favorites, locals, and probably the fastest course. Now with some, I will go on to say, ain't all flat. They say it's on the website, it's flat. Ain't all flat now. There's some tricky hills, uphills a little bit, especially in the second half, where you're going. I mean,
I noticed it a little bit, but yeah, if you ain't on top of your game, they can really sneak up on you really quick. But it's around the Plaza 10K this Sunday after the Patriots run. Now again, I'm not doing it, but again, for those of you who are, it's in there around the Plaza 10K. That's so maybe I might make my way down there to spectate, but the competitor me, if I go down there, I'm going down there to race. But anyways, the Plaza 10K this Sunday, then next Sunday, it's the Woodstock 10K, which originally was from the KC Hustle Run. So it's the same course. It's what? Court Woods? Yes. So they just changed the name again. So there's Woodstock. And I just saw the shirts. That's fire right there. The Woodstock racing shirts or the shirts that you get every time you like register for a race. Yeah. Just normal t-shirts. That it looks like you went to old school right there, baby. So yeah, there's that. And then the following Sunday is the Boulevard 10K. Yeah, so you got three races in a row right there. Boom, 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 right? Three races in a row, beginning with 10. Yeah, you don't get a week off. That's the Harlan 39-3 series, where you get you race three half marathons in 5 weeks. This right here, the Harlan 30K, you're racing back-to-back-to-back 10Ks. And it all starts this weekend. I'm like, already? I thought it started next week. I'm losing track of time here. But yeah, so the Plaza 10K going down this Sunday. So I'll be looking on the stat sheet to keep up, because I know my training friends will be there doing it. So definitely, I'm definitely intrigued to see what happens for sure with some of the individuals that I've been running with, that I've been training with and running with, my friends that I've been running with. So I'm definitely excited. So we'll see what happens for sure. So Plaza 10K again. I'll remind you guys one more time. Plaza 10K this Sunday. Next Sunday, Woodstock 10K at Corbin Woods. The Sunday after that, Boulevard 10K. And this one took place around Martin Luther King Boulevard, somewhere in there. Just around downtown Kansas City. So, an action-packed month of races beginning with the Plaza 10K. Really, actually, I probably would have said today. So, I'm gonna back and say action-packed races beginning today with this, kicked off with this Leawood 5K today, this Labor Day Leawood 5K run that just wrapped up today as well. So, again, congratulations to all that completed another 5K for the year. Yours truly racked up another long run, medium-long run. I felt good, and if I got greedy. I could have stayed out there. I could have stayed out there for a couple miles. That's how good I'm feeling right now, folks. So there you go on that. One more thing real quick before we wrap this thing up. This has been an action-packed show. This is another edition of the original EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer III here on this Monday morning. And another reminder, don't forget to check out our energy, the Kurtz I mentioned. We're going to be representing Kurtz, Team Kurtz bars at the Patriots run this Saturday. I'll be one of those runners that's going to be running the relay. Don't forget about our energy bars. Check them out. KurtzBars.com. Code FastEddie. I know somebody messaged me about it. I'm not going to call that person out right now, but somebody messaged me this weekend about a code about Kurtz, which is good, which is awesome. It's awesome. So definitely code Fast Eddie every time you get ready to check out. So definitely go there. They have more than just energy bars too. So definitely I would advise you to go check them out for the first time. But even though if you want a snack, restock, KurtzBars.com. Check it out, code Fast Eddie. All right, NFL, to wrap it up. I know the Chiefs play on Thursday night. Against the Baltimore Ravens, that rematch of the AFC Championship game. This time will be in Kansas City, so just a lot going on. It's going to be a lot going on for me personally, from right now until, what, the end of October? Yeah, something like that. But yeah, NFL, football's back. College football started officially last weekend, and it started over the weekend
with some interesting matchups. So let me tell you that. So there you go on that. But the NFL begins on Thursday with the two-time Super Bowl champs looking for that three-peat. That three-peat for them begins with the Baltimore Ravens for the Kansas City Chiefs. So that will take place, obviously, here in Kansas City. Arrowhead, to be exact, that's on NBC. My team, the Falcons. Yep. I gotta do it,
folks.
The Falcons take on the Atlanta Falcons take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm pumped about this game. I'm cautiously optimistic about this team. So we're gonna find out. I've gotten a lot of questions about Kirk Cousins all summer long. Well, you're about to get those answers, question answers here as the NFL 2024 NFL season gets kick started this Thursday. So Pittsburgh, Atlanta on Sunday. Your Kansas City Chiefs host the Baltimore Ravens in a heavyweight showdown to open the 2024 NFL season, as well as the Kansas City Chiefs look to start their trend for a three-peat. So we'll see about that. But the Atlanta Falcons get ready. We'll be at home taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm pumped about this game. Mike Tomlin, Raheem Morris, new coach for the Falcons, back again. Pumped about it. I'm just pumped about everything right now. So there you go about that. The original EG3 podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available weekly. Or whenever I have a chance to record some content. I was going to come on here to talk NASCAR. Well, I just ran out of time because I got so much to talk about. So I might have to put that off for another episode. But this was a NASCAR podcast for several years before I decided, hey, let's change it back to what it started. So here we go with the addition of running races. And oh, by the way, speaking of which, before we sign off here, Berlin coming up later on this month. Got Berlin Marathon. Not me, but a couple of my running friends, running family, gonna be doing the Berlin Marathon here later on this month. And of course, I've just been talking about Chicago all summer long. Got that next month. New York in November. Salina half. That's gonna be a party with the KC Running Club 2.0. Yes, sir. And then backing up real quick, I mentioned the KC Garmin earlier in a topless episode. That's the week after Chicago. Jam-packed. Next 2.5 months. Can't wait. The ET3 podcast, you can get it wherever you get your podcast. Again, free and available weekly or whenever you have a chance to record content for this podcast. Again, exciting times and hello fall temps. Woo! So excited about that. We have cross the finish line on another episode of the original EG3 podcast. Thank you so much again for checking us out here on this Labor Day weekend. Hope everyone has had a safe and great Labor Day weekend. Folks, big races just around the corner. Eddie Greer signing out. This has been another edition of the original EG3 podcast. We'll be talking to y'all again next week.